This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Vision.
The next idea.
People mean very different things whenever they talk about innovation.
Talk about the business of making wine in Michigan, and most of us likely think of the vineyards in northern Michigan, western Michigan. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea wants to expand that conversation right into backyards in southeast Michigan, both urban and suburban. Blake Kownacki is a winemaker and vineyard manager for Great Lakes Vineyards. He makes house calls all over the Detroit area, helping homeowners tend their vines with an eye toward making their own wines and ultimately boosting Michigan's wine business. Blake, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I first heard about what you do from my friend Susan and Keith Abentrot. They had moved into a foreclosed property, needed a lot of work, had a lot of potential, and that included grapevines that had, to say the least, and to put it kindly, had gotten unruly through the years of neglect. Mm-hmm. And they said, Blake comes to the house, he prunes, he shows us how to care for the wines, and we're going to be making our own wines, and he's bringing this mission to backyards all over. So where did you get this idea of bringing wine country to Detroit?
Well, I'm born and raised here, and I've worked in the wine industry for about 15 years, California and Australia. But that whole time, I was trying to learn from the best in the world to bring those ideas back here, because I've tasted some of the potential in the wines here, and I've been constantly following and tracking the growth of the wine industry here. And it kind of just hit a critical mass where it was time to come back to Michigan and start bringing it here. And so it's a totally different type of viticulture here. And we say viticulture, we talk about the science of taking care of grapes. It's cold here.
Yeah, we do know that.
Comparatively to, you know, certainly, the wine regions that you're...
California, yes.
Exactly. Australia, Italy, Spain, Argentina, Chile. I mean, these are all hot, dry areas where they're planting these grapes. Here, it's wet, which is great in a lot of ways because we don't have to irrigate wine grapes here. They will totally go ahead and take care of themselves. So you got to get the babies through the first year a little bit with some hand watering, maybe. But like with the rain we've had recently... No need for hand watering the babies that have been put in. You know, they're taking off and doing just fine. Wine grapes are, grapes in general are just an amazing plant to me, and their ability to thrive in so many different environments. But here, people have a general stigma saying, well, you can't make good wine in Michigan. You can't get good grape out of cold areas. And that's not true. That's being proven very false, that people are getting into cold, hardy varietals, which are hybrid varietals that generally come out of University of Minnesota or other breeders.
So it's doable.
It's very doable. And it's been nothing but positive responses since I've started doing this.
So how does this work? What do you do for people? Let's say I've got, you know, a yard and I want to be able to have my own vines and make my own wine. What do you do?
First, we do a site analysis and we check the quality of the soil, check the depth of the water table, and we'll utilize soil samples to know what the best varietals are to plant in that spot.
So help me be successful.
Yes, exactly.
And basically, if you're talking about Detroit, what kinds of varietals seem to do well?
Cold, hardy hybrid varietals do quite well. It's really good here, in my opinion, to grow Pinot Noir, as well as Chardonnay and Riesling. And those seem to be doing fine. But what we like to utilize here is the microclimate of the water of the Detroit River and Lake St. Clair so that we have the cool air. It's considered like a lake effect. And what that means is there's an ambient temperature that's radiated by a large body of water. As great, as blessed it has all of this water. In fact, you know, Monroe County used to be the grape growing capital of the state prior to Prohibition. And they all moved out of Monroe when the feds moved to Detroit and they started their operations.
Went up north.
Yeah.
That's how it came to be up north.
Get
a little further away from the eyes of the feds during the 30s.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's okay. What drove grape growing away from here. But then I meet folks who, and they happen to purchase a home that has a small vineyard in it. And that's an amazing aspect to have on the property already. But then what I find is people who have these grapevines don't know what to do to take care of them.
Of course not. So you're the one that can come in with the expertise. So you make house calls all over.
I do.
And you really, I get the sense, have really wanted to see a world-class vineyard created in Detroit. I know you've been hoping to do one on Belle Isle.
Started with Belle Isle 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to get the right land in the city of Detroit. It's a bit different than going to a rural area. So I run into a lot of obstacles, but I also have a lot of positive feedback. and a lot of positive words coming out of the mayor's office, out of Lansing, really wanting to see this come to fruition because there's nothing like it in the United States. There's really only a couple of major cities in the world that have vineyards in them. And so I like the juxtaposition of a vineyard, which feels like wine country. It's romantic and green and beautiful. But then you have the backdrop of the city of Detroit, which is cool and beautiful in its own right. And so for me, it's not a gimmick to put it in Detroit because Detroit would be cool to have on the label or something. It actually is because Detroit is the warmest spot in Michigan, and it has the heat accumulation to help us get the fruit ripeness that we're looking for.
We have, in Southeast Michigan, we get more warm days than up north, mm-hmm. so there, that works. You mm-hmm. think this is absolutely the right place to have a good vineyard. And for people with whom you're working in their yards in Detroit, will they get wine that we would consider good to drink?
Absolutely. What I do is I work with folks who are then trying to take the grapes from their yard and then process it into wine. Some folks want to be completely hands-off. Mm-hmm. They just want their vineyard to look at, and they want their wine at the end of the day with the label that has their house and their name on it. But some folks mm-hmm. roll their sleeves up and learn about it and see about it. So I have this whole different spectrum of clientele of what they're really looking for.
You do believe the wine industry is a powerful driver for Michigan's economy, don't you?
Absolutely. We produce over 3 million gallons annually in this state, and every single gallon of that is consumed pretty much within this state. And I believe the Michigan Wine and Grape Council put out statistics recently saying that it contributes about $300 million annually to Michigan's economy. And we're still a little peanut of a wine state. It continues to grow. The demand is there. What's happening is we're not fulfilling that demand. So I think by doing it here in the middle of 4 million people, as opposed to someplace else, it's going to garner that attention. Because when I always looked at the trail map of the wineries that are in Michigan, and I watched it over the years, even living out of the country, I never understood why there wasn't a tasting room and a vineyard in Detroit, in the center of all of these people. One can understand the appeal of Traverse City.
Sure, and Leland on. Yes.
Absolutely. And one can even understand how beautiful Southwest Michigan is. So this is a way to show how beautiful Southeast Michigan is and how beautiful Metro Detroit area is in terms of working with nature here. Our soil is wonderful. Our rainfall is adequate. We'd like a little bit more sun here, but the warmth is adequate. All right here in Southeast Michigan. And for me, I guess it's more about the pleasure that I get out of knowing that folks are sitting on their back porch in the evening and they're having a nice dinner and they're looking at their vineyard and it's making them happy because it's just beautiful to look at.
And still making our backyards part of Michigan's wine story.
Well, that's it.
Blake Hunacki is with Great Lakes Vineyards, and you can learn more about bringing wine country to your backyard by going to greatlakesvineyards.com. Blake, great ideas, and thank you so much for sharing your love of wine and this whole idea of Detroit wine with us here on The Next Idea.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate you having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.